IPSC Culture and Differentiation, the Future of Disease Modeling and Drug Discovery. The generation of induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, involves technologies such as reprogramming, culturing of IPSC cells, differentiation of cell types from iPSCs, cell analysis, cell engineering, and beyond. Although several firms are engaged in providing IPSC tools and technologies, such as reprogramming vectors, transfection kits, maintenance and differentiation media, immunocytochemistry, and live staining kits, it is still difficult for researchers to produce required quantities of iPSCs. Because of this, many researchers prefer to outsource reprogramming or acquire commercial IPSC-derived cell types from companies such as Fujifilm CDI, Nkardia, Axel Bioscience, ReproCell, Evotech, and others. These companies streamline the process, offering ready-to-use, fully characterized IPSC lines, as well as specialized tissue-specific cells that can be immediately used in experiments or therapeutic applications. IPSC cultures. IPSC cultures are often grown in 2D cell culture plates, dishes, or flasks. Unfortunately, 2D cell cultures induce the formation of undesired gradients, including media components, metabolic waste products, paracrine factors, and gases. Consequently, 2D IPSC culture techniques necessitate daily media changes, which is quite cumbersome. This limitation can impact the scalability and reproducibility of experiments, particularly when large numbers of cells are required for high-throughput screening or clinical applications. To produce large quantities of cells, scale-out of the 2D approach is often resorted to by multiplying culture dishes or by using multi-layered flasks. However, recently launched small benchtop 3D suspension bioreactor systems, such as AbleBiot's bioreactors, can scale up without scale-out. Such systems can provide mass stem cell culture with fewer plates and culture media, without the need for external matrix supplementation and frequent feeding. These bioreactors offer a more efficient approach to culturing iPSCs in a more physiologically relevant environment, mimicking the 3D architecture of tissues in vivo, which helps enhance the functionality of the derived cell types. Differentiation of iPSCs into mature cell types. Once the iPSCs are created, they are directed to differentiate into the tissue cells of interest, resulting in IPSC-derived mature cell types. Companies such as Fujifilm CDI, Nkardia, Evotech, and others have invested significantly in developing and optimizing the reprogramming process of IPSC to enable the generation of industrial quantities of differentiated tissue cells that can recapitulate relevant donor disease biology in the laboratory. These advancements in differentiation protocols are vital for studying complex diseases and developing new therapies, as they allow researchers to model diseases at a cellular level using patient-specific iPSCs. The ready availability of adequate quantities of cryopreserved IPSC-derived cell aliquots is already significantly impacting drug discovery, with an expectation that it will reduce the risk of late-stage attrition during drug development. Commercial suppliers are mainly focusing on cardiac cells, hepatic cells, neuronal cells, and pancreatic cells. These cell types are crucial for drug testing and toxicity screening, as they replicate specific organ functions and disease states. By providing access to reliable, scalable, and reproducible IPSC-derived cell types, these suppliers are helping to bridge the gap between basic research and clinical application. Advancements in IPSC applications for disease modeling and drug testing. Beyond drug discovery, iPSCs are revolutionizing the way we study complex diseases. By generating patient-specific iPSCs, researchers can create personalized disease models that mimic the genetic and environmental factors contributing to the disease. This approach enables the study of disease progression at the cellular and molecular levels, offering deeper insights into underlying mechanisms and facilitating the identification of novel therapeutic targets. Furthermore, these models enable the testing of drug responses, providing a more accurate prediction of how a patient may respond to a given treatment, thus paving the way for personalized medicine. Researchers are also exploring the use of iPSCs for cell-based therapies, such as tissue regeneration and transplantation. With iPSCs, it is possible to generate autologous cells, cells derived from the same patient, which reduces the risk of immune rejection and offers the potential for treating diseases where tissue damage has occurred, such as in neurodegenerative disorders, heart disease, and diabetes. However, This area still faces significant challenges, including ensuring the safety and stability of the differentiated cells, preventing tumor genesis, and refining protocols for large-scale production. Cell sorting and analysis in IPSC research. Cell analysis involves the use of flow cytometry and other techniques to assess the quality and purity of IPSC-derived cells. Cell sorting is also required soon after somatic cell reprogramming to separate the reprogrammed cells from partly reprogrammed cells. For example, BD offers its BD SteamFlow Human IPSC Sorting and Analysis Kit. The kit contains pre-titrated antibodies for the identification of iPSCs, instrument setup reagents, isotype controls, and a protocol for consistent results. This step is crucial for ensuring that only fully reprogrammed iPSCs are used in experiments, minimizing the risk of genetic abnormalities or incomplete reprogramming that could affect the outcomes. Moreover, the integration of high-throughput screening techniques with IPSC technologies is speeding up the drug discovery process. Automated platforms enable researchers to analyze large numbers of compounds and evaluate their effects on IPSC-derived tissues. By using these systems, drug candidates can be screened more efficiently, providing critical insights into their efficacy and toxicity profiles. This combination of advanced technologies is driving the development of more effective treatments for a wide range of diseases. Looking toward the future of IPSC research. As IPSC technologies continue to evolve, the ability to produce high-quality, disease-specific cell models at scale will open new avenues for both basic research and clinical applications. The ongoing advancements in gene editing, such as CRISPR-Cas9, allow for precise modifications of iPSCs, further enhancing their potential for disease modeling and therapeutic development. In the future, iPSCs may be instrumental in creating organoids or even entire organs for transplantation, offering a potential solution to the global organ shortage. Furthermore, the integration of iPSCs into precision medicine could drastically reduce the time and cost required to develop new drugs. By incorporating patient-derived iPSCs into drug discovery pipelines, pharmaceutical companies could more accurately predict how a patient will respond to a particular drug, leading to more targeted and effective treatments. With these developments, iPSCs are poised to play a critical role in shaping the future of medicine. Are you working with iPSCs? If so, share your experiences and approaches in comments below. To learn more about this expanding market, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell IPSC Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts, 2025. IPSC Cell Market Report.